Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Finally. Spring into Honda North today. With hundreds of new Hondas in stock, we've got the one you want right now. WLER. Butler. Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions. On The Rock Station. 97.7.
We welcome you to our local music show. We call it Grassroots. On The Rock Station. 97.7. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, and we're presented by All About Reclaimed. Jeff Double and his staff on North Main Street in downtown Butler can do just about any job for you. If it deals with flowers, if you'd just like to stop by and pick some up, if you have graduations coming up, anniversaries, weddings, whatever, they can do it all, and they have a great place downtown that you can just stop on in and browse around, and you'll find some really, really delightful items. All About Reclaimed in downtown Butler, which is also home of the Meat Locker Recording Studios, downtown Butler. Jim Harpell and his staff can set you up and get you recorded and get you on the Grassroots Show, just like they have many, many individuals, and we thank them for their sponsorship as well. Utah, good evening. You survived Ryan's run.
Yes, oh, absolutely. Just a big, big thank you to everybody who came out and supported what all those people put together. They worked so hard on making that such an incredible event, and your support, I know that they appreciate it, and we all appreciate it, and it's a fun time, as always.
It was really sad to miss it this year. I was out of town for an event, but first time in a few years. We always look forward to it. It's one of those events that just sticks in your mind every year that is so much fun and as you said, so well run that you enjoy being there in attendance.
That's a good way to put it. You know, that's one we look forward to also. When you sit down, you start putting the calendar together for the upcoming year. That one's just an automatic. It's already there. When's Ryan's run? Yeah. Don't plan anything on that day because that's where we plan on being. So a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I know they do a great job for Butler County Special Olympics every year, and I know they're truly appreciative of the support that you folks out there that participate in it put in, and the time that you give, and the money, too, because a lot of people really enjoy going after some of the items that they raffle off during the night. So, again, congratulations, and hope everybody had a good time.
Yep, and if you enjoyed that local music, we've got plenty more of that coming up with our next Rock Done Right stop, also a benefit for Autism Speaks. It'll be May 6th at the White Star in Freeport. And of course, then we've got Three Rivers Harley-Davidson 10-year anniversary coming up in June, and then, of course, the July 4th at the Big Butler Fair with the fireworks, and our flagship show, Bob, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival.
Can't wait. Enjoying being a part of the announcements on Friday mornings because I get excited about it. And it's great to see the response of other people who've been posting up saying, oh, did you see here? This band's here. You know, so just great stuff in the lineup. It's almost like last year it seemed like we built momentum to the headliners. This year we're doing it the opposite. We're going just right at everybody. And I don't know, maybe it won't end that way. It'll be all headliners, you know? It seems like that is what it ends up being when we are at the Band Jam, because every single band, group, artist, musician just brings their A game and just really, really puts on a show. And I think they appreciate being in that kind of an environment.
Yeah, absolutely. And family friendly. And we're already selling tickets online. And I know that camping reservations are already being made. So just encourage you, you know, especially if you want to camp there and you want to make sure you get your spot, I really recommend you kind of get on that sooner than later. Or you might end up camping next to me.
Well, okay. I'll buy my tickets now then. That's what you're saying. Well, that's, again, mark your calendar, July 14th and 15th, and you can hop on to thebandjam.com and get your tickets. And that also provides a link over to Cooper's Lake Campground. And our thanks to Cooper's Lake, everybody out there in Slippery Rock that just do an incredible job. They have such an awesome facility, and we're very blessed to have the opportunity to be there. And they're really fired up about having it. They've found that it is just an awesome festival in its own right, and they want to see it grow and develop. And that's what we're doing, friends. And you coming out and supporting it is key to that success. So
that is key, We do appreciate it. So
and mark your calendar, Saturday May 6th is the Band Geeks for Autism Speaks. concert at the White Star in Freeport. That'll be the next Rock Done Right tour stop. Coming up tonight, we're actually going to visit with a couple of different folks. First up will be Brian Sensitz. He is from the Supreme Sound Studio, which actually is in New Jersey, but they come through these parts quite a bit with a guitar clinic, and they're having one on April 23rd down in Cranberry. And this is much more than just a guy standing up there and showing you what you should do with your guitar. This is a very hands-on operation.
Yeah, this sounds very interesting. I've talked to him for a while about getting him on the show and seen he had another event coming up, so this all worked out and timed out perfectly, and I actually hope I can make it down there myself. I would like to understand my guitar a little bit better, and I think that's going to provide the right forum to do that.
And that's April 23rd, which is Sunday, which is the day after one of my favorite days of the entire year. I might even enjoy this as much as Christmas. It's Record Store Day.
Record Store Day.
We're going to talk to Super Monkey, Christian Rebluski. Super Monkey is firing up his own record store in Pittsburgh. And, of course, we've talked about Chris and Super Monkey, the band, the entity, the product that he is, and all of the things that he does. And, of course, he has his own recording studio and does great things with the Penrock Scholarship and a whole lot more. And so there's a lot to talk with him about. We'll get an update and play some tunes, I'm sure, connected to his studio, too. So it's all coming up tonight, but first, we play some music.
First, we play some music, and I want to throw this back on again. I know I've played it a lot, but hey, I like the song, and sometimes that's how it works, right?
That's right.
That's the Hawkeyes and their song, Miracle Man.
Yeah, that was the one we arm wrestled over on getting into the top nominations for the Grassy last year, so maybe this year it's the year for that one, that particular song.
You know what? That's just mere weeks away.
That's right. So keep your ears to the radio. And another one is a band called 13 Saints, who hit us up a while back. And I really dig this song. I think it's a cool tune. It's called Smile. We'll follow that. We'll play it following the Hawkeyes. And more to come tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Passion to sound in a China man, the man child to sound. Hey.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at The Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double welcomes you to visit the new store at 110 North Main Street in Butler. You'll see fall decor with a flair and a wide assortment of items that have taken on a new life via upcycling, plus unusual jewelry that would make great gifts. Jeff and his staff serve and inspire brides, event planners, and community organizations. AAR will meet all of your floral needs in a very non-traditional manner. They also provide florals for new babies, weddings, or sympathy arrangements for funerals. When you want something out of the ordinary, call All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double. You'll get an extraordinary result.
Cummings Candy and Coffee West on 68 has a delicious selection of coffee and espresso drinks, smoothies, pastries, and bagels. Cummings West features a cool atmosphere, plenty of seating, and an intimate stage for live music every weekend. Check out different acoustic performers every Friday night at 7, or take the stage yourself at open mic night every Saturday at 6:30. Cummings West is located on Route 68 near Downrange Supply. For more information on performing, call 724-482-6112. That's 724-482-6112.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on our Grassroots Show here tonight, The Rock Station, 97.7, Bob in Utah with you, brought to you by All About Reclaimed, located in downtown Butler on North Main Street. And this segment brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, where the man cans have flown, or I guess have flowed, consistently all week because of Pirate baseball.
Absolutely.
So, and right into the weekend now that everybody survived the cold of opening day. Doesn't that figure, huh? Where's the 70-degree temps when you need them?
It was cold last year, too, so yeah, got to be there.
April baseball. That's what you deal with. And, well, we've got some fun stuff for you to do indoors. A little bit later on this month, we're going to talk about a guitar clinic that is coming up, being presented by Supreme Sound Studio, and maybe how you can learn the art of guitar repair or even just simple setup and maintenance. And we want to invite to the show tonight Brian Sensitz, who's the owner of Supreme Sound Studio. Brian, how you doing?
Good. How you doing? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, Brian, you've been well-versed in the music scene for quite some time, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I've been, ever since I was a kid, obviously playing, you know, instruments along the way, and I went to NYU. I have a Bachelor of Music, a concentration in music technology, and I opened up my own studio over 20 years ago, and I'm also a voting member of the Grammys, so I try to keep busy, and I find it fun, and, I feel blessed that I can travel and meet a lot of guys and players and do what I enjoy, so...
Where is Supreme Sound Studio specifically located?
We're in New Jersey. We're in Woodland Park, New Jersey. We're about 15 minutes west of the Manhattan.
Okay. Pretty solid music hub area, no doubt?
Yeah, a lot of people. Yep, a lot of players.
Yeah. Did you actually, before you got into the studio itself, play in bands yourself, have a musical career in that aspect?
Yeah, I've always been playing. I've been, playing in bands when I was a kid in high school and college, and then while college was going, I kind of got my feet wet in studios and, started to do work there and just decided to open up my own and kind of take on everything. And I didn't want to get pinned down to just one job. I wanted to kind of be able to do every aspect of owning a studio.
Mm-hmm. And be well versed in involved in all aspects. So really, you kind of create your own path, if you will, in the music world and in the passion that you love, I guess.
Yep, absolutely.
Now you do a wide variety of things, and we're going to be talking about a clinic that is coming up here later this month in this area. But you provide all kinds of clinics, workshops, private music lessons to folks, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a recording studio and also a music school. So at the school, we teach private lessons, but we also offer clinics for guitar players. We do guitar repair and setup clinic. That's our most popular one. Mm-hmm. We've had some other ones as well that we do build your own cigar box amplifier and a build your own overdrive pedal class. So I know guitar players are a lot of times tinkerers, and they like to kind of get in there and do their own mods and fix their own gear and stuff, and it definitely helps to know your gear, so that if you're on the road or if you're in a session or in lessons or something, you can fix your gear on the spot and make sure it works properly and make sure it plays its best.
And that's one key to the upcoming workshop that you're going to have on April 23rd down in Cranberry, is kind of the nuts and bolts about your guitar. Is it specifically going to focus on guitars at this particular clinic?
Yeah, this is the Guitar Repair and Setup Clinic, and what you do is you bring your guitar with you to the class, and we go over all the aspects of a proper setup, the procedures. We talk about truss rod, we talk about action, intonation, tuning machine maintenance. So what we do is we set the guitars up, we check them out when they come in, and we talk about all the theory and technique used to do a proper setup, how often you should do. We talk about different tunings and different string gauges. And then we get right down to it, and we take the strings off, we clean the guitars, we clean the necks and bodies, and we do some maintenance to tuners and stuff like that. And we talk about fret wear and fret dressing and maintenance and things like that. And then, we get the strings back on, and we check them again and do any adjustments needed to the truss rod, to the action, and then into the intonation. So, we tell you all about the procedures and what needs to be done and how often it needs to be done. And then you leave with the guitar that's set up and playing its best. And then you can go home, and most guitar players that I know have well more than one guitar. So,
guilty.
Yeah. So they're going to be able to set up all their guitars at home, and because we talk about all the different types, all different, whether it's acoustic, electric, bass, a stop tail piece, a tremolo, we talk about everything. So once you leave the class, you're pretty much all set to be able to conquer your own inventory of guitars that you have. So you'll wind up saving a lot of money by not being, not having to bring the guitars to the shop and lose them for a few days or a week or whatever, and kind of hope that they come back playing better than you left them. So
so truly a hands-on opportunity. I mean, this isn't just you standing in a blackboard telling people what they ought to do.
Right. Yeah, you're doing the work, and we're I'm going. We keep the class size usually down to about 15 to 20, so that I'm able to go around and assess how you're working and what you're doing. And we pretty much, the class goes in a step, kind of step by step, and everybody's pretty much at the same pace. So we all are starting this procedure at this time and this procedure next, and following the order. So pretty much we're all finishing up at the same time, and as we're going, if there's someone here that has an issue with one style, I'll stop everybody and say, take a look at this, and this is how we do it on this particular guitar, or someone has something, over on the other side of the room, and check this out, and everybody kind of gathers around, or I'll hold something up and say, this is the problem he's experiencing, and this is what we're going to do to remedy it.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
How long do these generally last? Now, this is on Sunday, April 23rd, here in the Butler County area. How long do your classes usually last?
The classes are usually about 2.5 to 3 hours long. Yeah.
Okay. And there are still a few spots left as of today that people could call and get in on this?
Yeah. You can visit our website. It's supremesoundstudio.com. And there's a menu at the top. Clinics. It says clinics and workshops. There's a drop-down menu. And that'll take you to all the different classes we have, and this is a complete guitar repair and setup clinic.
Okay. And is there a difference if you pre-register? Can people just show up? Is there a savings if you pre-register?
Yeah, if you pre-register, you save $10. We can't guarantee there's going to be a spot at the door. You can pay at the door, but we often sell out in many areas. And we've been to the Pittsburgh area many times, and we've sold out pretty much all the time we've been there. So yeah, if you're dragging your feet, you might not get a spot. So you can always just take a look at the website, and we do try to click it off. And if we're sold out, we will mark it on the website.
And just for everybody listening, where is it going to be held at in Cranberry?
It's going to be at the Hampton Inn, Pittsburgh Cranberry, and that's 210 Executive Drive in Cranberry Township.
Okay. And again, the website, folks, if you're listening, supremesoundstudio.com. Hop on it right now. Get yourself registered. Yeah, I would think it's invaluable because how many people have even, when you're taught guitar, are you taught the inner workings from some guitar teachers? You know, they probably teach you the fretboard and everything, but how many really know about their amp or some of the detailed electronics of it? So to just have that little bit of a background would be impressive to have, you know, to carry in tow with you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we actually have, you know, teachers that come, and then the teachers that are teaching guitar, they're able to kind of take care of their students' instruments better, and we've had all kinds of people come to our classes, so it's definitely a lot of fun.
And for even just the everyday players, some people that have played guitar for a long time, just to get some insight into alternative tunings. I mean, that's got to be huge, you know, because you might learn something along the way that you haven't known about. So.
Oh, absolutely. I have had many guys tell me, "Where were you 30 years ago?" So it's cool to see all the different players, and you know, I travel around most of the country, and we get, you know, players to get together at these clinics, and they, you know, kind of network within themselves, and so it's nice to be able to see, you know, here's a guy, oh, you live 10 minutes away from me, maybe we'll get together and jam sometime, or hey, that's a cool guitar, I've never seen a guitar like that before. So, you know, we see a lot of different guitars, and everybody kind of meets each other, so it's a lot of fun, and it's there's definitely a lot of information that is passed along to everybody that comes.
Certainly sounds like it. Brian Sensitz, again, supremesoundstudio.com. It's Sunday, April 23rd, the Hampton, Pittsburgh, down in Cranberry Township. And what time does it get underway?
11 o'clock, 11 a.m.
11 a.m., so musicians out there everywhere, head on over to the website and get signed up and find out a little bit more about it. And, Brian, we appreciate the visit here on the Grassroots Show and hope we can chat again.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to coming out there again.
Again, info.
Sunday, April 23rd, down in Cranberry. Brian Sensitz. Again, supremesoundstudio.com. And let's move on to a couple of tunes here, and we're going to visit with another guest here tonight. Super Monkey will be giving us a call. We're going to dive into one of the bands that we've received information from recently.
Yeah, Juvenile Characteristics, and we played this a couple weeks ago, and I want to get it on again. It's called Settle Down Like Feathers.
All right, we're going to play a tune. I actually... came across something, speaking of guitar players, since we're talking about guitars right now, I saw a performance over the weekend of Dave Iglar, apparently wandered out of the bar he was playing into the middle of a street and was jamming away. And I thought, we're going to dig some Dave Iglar out. We haven't played him for a while. So we're going to play a tune called Take a Ride on the Brain Train here tonight on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Settle down together to build their future life. when you're walking, walking in the light. Two people, they find each other in a most unusual way.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
The moment you get engaged, you have a certain image in your mind as to how the day should be, feel, and look. Weddings by Jeff Double has captured the essence of weddings for brides for years, and he can do the same for you on your special day. No two weddings are alike, and Jeff works closely with each bride to create that one-of-a-kind wedding decor that will have an impact in people's memories long after the vows have been said. Weddings by Jeff Double is located within his store, All About Reclaimed, on North Main Street in Butler. Stop in for a visit or go to his website, allaboutreclaimed.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by All About Reclaimed in downtown Butler. And this particular segment is brought to you, well, you're going to go from North Main Street, where All About Reclaimed is, then you're going to head down South Main Street. But unfortunately, in this day and age, South Main Street kind of veers around, and then you got to go back and pick it up again. But it's worth the effort, because once you pick up the red brick hill and you climb to the top of it, right at the top of the hill is a little place called Bros' Superette, and they're sponsoring this segment of our show. And I recommend you to go through the process of finding that little gem that sits on top of that hill right at the end of the red bricks. And at the end of the red brick road, you're going to find some delicious meats and great buys, and ham galore. You know, it's going to be soon, you're going to be out having all these get-togethers outside around the fires. You can get some great hot sticks, you know, your grill items, steaks, burger, all of it, everything. And they have some great daily luncheon specials, too, that they do. They always have something. So if you're in the spur of the moment saying, I don't want to go through a drive-thru. No, go get the fresh stuff, my friends. Stop by Bros's and tell them the Grassroots Show sent you. And keep your ears to the radio, too, because there's going to be some magic surrounding their commercial coming up in the future here. We want to welcome to our show, back to our show, the one and only.
The one. The only.
The one, the only.
Get your capes out.
Super Monkey. Chris, what's going
Howdy,
on, man?
Guys.
How you doing?
Great things, great things.
Yeah. You've been a busy guy, of course.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. I think the last time we chatted, we were talking about what you were up to, and we're a little deeper into it now. And, of course, we've been playing quite a bit of material that you've been associated with, whether it's Aqua Rocket, now that the band Super Monkey has kind of retired for the moment, but you've had some other things going on, and of course the Penrock Scholarship deal, and now, lo and behold, something near and dear to my heart, Record Store Day, April 22nd, is going to be extra special for you, sir.
Yes, exciting stuff. My grand opening for the Super Monkey Recording Company Record Store here in Pittsburgh, which is literally like a dream and a vision that I had in my head that I, you know, wanted to have, you know, storefront for my own label like some of the other big record labels, you know. And so I was fortunate enough to get a grant from the Hilltop Alliance here in Allentown. And they were looking for cool businesses to come in, and one of the things that they wanted was a record store, and we kind of struck a deal. So besides selling all the material related to the artists, I'm also going to sell, you know, real like national vinyl that's coming through, like Led Zeppelin or Nirvana, or things that are like newly pressed, like the Celebration Day by Led Zeppelin. Are you familiar with that record that mm-hmm. came out a couple years ago?
Yep. Yes, sir.
That's like fantastic, like live album. So they pressed, you know, certain number of copies of those. So I got one of those, and I'm going to raffle that off on Record Store Day.
Cool. So you definitely want to be like popping by.
One of my prizes, or cool, man. Definitely stop by. And so it's going to be a good time. I'm still in the process of planning all the activities, but we're going to open it. A lot of places are open at 9. I'm playing in Marietta the night before, and I'm not going to get done playing till probably, you know, 2 in the morning. So I got to turn around and drive here and be here at 10 for my grand opening. So, but I'll make it happen. And
you're Super Monkey. No problem.
Unfortunately, I don't have a private jet, like, you know, Ace Frehley, but.
Not yet.
Not yet.
After the success of your Pittsburgh Rock and Roll headquarters, that's when the jet will come in, right?
I hope so, man, because I want to open one up in Cleveland, too.
Oh, cool.
That's my next, you know, Cleveland's the home of rock and roll, and there are a lot of really great rock and roll bands in that area, and that market's crazy. How many, like, people are from that area? You know, Dave Grohl from, like, Warren, Ohio. Marilyn Manson's from Canton, you know? Nine Inch Nails is from Cleveland. You know, Devo, the Black Keys. I mean, there's so many rock and roll bands up in that market that have the Pretenders, you know, Chrissy Hynde, all that stuff. A lot of it out of the Akron, Canton area, you know? So it's really pretty interesting market up there. So same as Pittsburgh. So I play there a lot just because it's a great town to play. So that might be my next one. But right now we're focused on Pittsburgh, and we're going to get this place up and running, and it's going to be pretty cool. It's like, you know, a little rock and roll shop here in Pittsburgh.
You're going to have other things, too, in addition to vinyl records and material. You're going to be putting together some musical opportunities as well. People could stop in and pick up strings or whatever?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, guitar strings and just some different stuff. I'll stock it little by little as I grow. You know, the first thing when you walk in here, it's going to mostly be, you know, like just cables and strings and maybe some drumsticks and guitar picks, that kind of stuff that your wearables that you use a lot of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, but as time grows, I'll get different stuff, microphones and a nice selection of guitars. I have a big hallway that I'm going to be filling with guitars over the years and, you know, just a nice collection of cool stuff that you're not going to find anywhere else. So I got to think about what my competition's doing and then not do that, you know?
Right.
So I kind of look for other opportunities and try to do something different that hopefully people will come to me for that reason, you know?
Very cool. Very cool. Again, that's Record Store Day, April 22nd, 10 a.m. to 7, and you're down on East Warrington Avenue down in the Allentown section. So grand opening time and...
Yep, right above Station Square.
Yeah, perfect opportunity for people to come down and, you know, just to come down and browse around the store, and you could go get a bite to eat down the street.
Yes, absolutely, man. It's going to be... I think it's going to be a little bit crazy. I mean, we're getting a lot of attention up here in the... Allentown section of Pittsburgh with, you know, all the renovations and everything, and I think the neighborhood's been very supportive. I've got a lot of great press people like yourself calling me and asking for interviews. I've actually got a busy week of interviews. I've never had this many interviews this week, so it's kind of something that I think is starting to take off and get some recognition in the Pittsburgh market, which is great, you know?
Very, very cool. It's good to hear that. And, of course, up in Lawrenceville, a lot of things have been happening for the last several years, and you're going to be having something that ties right into that as well following the opening of the record store. You're bringing in a couple of shows, including one of those bands that a lot of people out there might still have on vinyl somewhere.
Yes, yes. My good friends in Faster Pussycat are going to be coming back on April 27th to Kativo. They are always a good time. They've never let me down. Great attitude. Show up and play a killer set of rock and roll. Are appreciative of their fans and, you know, Pittsburgh in general, and really try to make it a point to stop in here every year. So we're going to do a big show with them on Thursday, and then on Saturday, my band Aqua Rocket's going to be the headliner with a bunch of other great Pittsburgh bands. And it's just going to be two great nights of rock and roll for one ticket. And it's something I'm going to be doing a lot of, where anytime I bring in a national act, I'm going to pair it up with a show with a band on my label so that you can check out some of Pittsburgh's great rock and roll, you know. So maybe next time I bring whoever to town, you know, we'll have the Dirty Charms be the showcase band for the following night, you know. I tried to get the back-to-back nights, but it didn't work out that way. So it's going to be, you know, Thursday and Saturday, which is probably good because people are probably going to need a break after the Faster Pussycat show for at least a day,
yeah.
You know.
We kind of
rock pretty hard.
Recovery time.
yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, they don't go on until like 11 or 12, you know?
Okay. So it'll be a great show on that Thursday, and then you can come down and enjoy Saturday. And, of course, that'll be two weekends in a row that you can just really let your hair down and enjoy some local businesses, hometown stuff, and then hometown music. And, you know, you've got quite the collection that's playing in Aqua Rocket right now, so it'll be a great night of music with some very talented people.
Yeah, those guys are great to play with. It's so much fun.
Good stuff. All that for $20, two shows, and, of course, the opening of the record store in the Allentown area, 813 East Warrington Avenue. If you want to put it in your GPS, kids, and head on out for record store on the 22nd. Chris, you have a website, too. People can hop on and find out more information.
Absolutely. It's ilovesupermonkey.com.
Super Monkey, always great to hear from you, and keep up the great work. We appreciate what you're doing for the local music scene, and especially having a record store now, too, to boot. Congratulations on that. And we're going to play a couple of songs that are associated with your label coming up here. Can you give us a little intro on these guys?
Do some Dirty Charms and Love So Cruel. It's probably my favorite song off the EP we did just recently, and maybe Brett Stagg's Shovelin', which is kind of my new favorite song, and just a good old rock and roll song. That's what's great about Brett. So he's got a new record coming out real soon, too.
Very cool. Keep us up to date on that. And a gentleman who is rock and roll, Super Monkey, here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7.
I'm just as deep as I can go. 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 Oh, oh, oh. Well, I'm at Corpus Christi. I'm at Corpus Christi. I'm at Corpus Christi.
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf and Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Rock on at Rock Ann Haven during the Lenten season. Now, while you enjoy the very best fish on a dish, or maybe you like to have that bad boy squeezed right down in between the buns. It's the best you'll ever eat, complimented by their homemade fries and coleslaw. It's so good. Beer battered, done to perfection. Other Lenten meals always available at the Rock, such as Alfredo, all made fresh every day. Rock Ann Haven, great menu, family friendly, and great food. Rock Ann, Greenwood Drive, Butler.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
A couple of local benefits on the concert calendar. Check out Saturday, April 15th, the benefit for Sean Schaefer Sr. at the Wayne Township Fire Hall. That's at the bottom of Route 65 in Elwood City. It'll feature Tarachan Sky, East End, and Wolf House. Runs from 4 to 10 p.m. with raffles, food, a 50-50. It's a BYOB, helping to raise money for Sean and his kidney transplant. And the following weekend, Saturday, April 22nd, it's a benefit for Mike Parks at the Chutin Polish White Eagles in Wampum from 4 to 8 p.m., featuring, again, Tarachan Sky. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, a couple of opportunities to catch Utah Acoustic, including this coming Tuesday, April 11th, at Cooper Station in Sarver at 7 p.m. And on Wednesday, April 12th, Utah Acoustic at 565 Live in Bellevue, also at 7 o'clock. And mark your calendar for the May Rock Done Right Tour stop. Saturday, May 6th, it's Band Geeks for Autism Speaks at the White Star in Freeport.
All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double welcomes you to visit the new store at 110 North Main Street in Butler. You'll see fall decor with a flair and a wide assortment of items that have taken on a new life via upcycling, plus unusual jewelry that would make great gifts. Jeff and his staff serve and inspire brides, event planners, and community organizations. AAR will meet all of your floral needs in a very non-traditional manner. They also provide florals for new babies, weddings, or sympathy arrangements for funerals. When you want something out of the ordinary, call All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double. You'll get an extraordinary result. When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Final segment of our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. We're presented by All About Reclaimed in downtown Butler, in this segment brought to you by P&W Construction. Thanks to Chris Supermonkey checking in with us here tonight.
What's that in the sky, Bob? Is it a bird? Is it a plane?
No.
Supermonkey.
Calling on the Supermonkey phone.
Yes.
Is it the super phone, the monkey phone, or...
He's got his own satellite up there. He was all crying about not having a jet plane, but he's got his own satellite up there, which is why he was coming in so clear.
Awesome stuff.
Hey, I just mess with him. I love the guy to death. You know, I just like having fun.
He's doing great stuff.
He is.
And very cool to have his own record store and the grand opening coming up. I like that.
And I hope it's nothing but a success. I really do.
Yeah.
We were just talking off air. We got some ideas. Maybe we'll try and get in there and help him a little bit more and
chat a little bit.
He's always up about partnerships.
That's right. And of course, a busy weekend for that April 22nd, 23rd, because Supreme Sound Studio, the guitar setup clinic down in Cranberry, and thanks to Brian Sensitz from Supreme Sound Studio, who's putting that on, and I hope you'll go down and check it out.
And April 22nd, we will be back at Reclamation Brewing, the Noble Hops Band, that is. They are announcing and unveiling a brand new beer there, and we're going to be playing that evening and kind of priming the pumps a little bit, because they have a big announcement coming also for June and the parking garage and beer.
Yes, I've heard hints about that.
So. Yeah.
Could there be a Noble Hops board? Brew on the board, possibly.
We'll have to stop in
and find out, right? So, all right. Well, speaking of great stories, fantastic to hear that our friend Chip Dominic has not put the Chip Demonic name to bed just yet. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it came over last Saturday morning, bright and early. The first thing I saw on my social media page was the fact that Chip was burying the hatchet and forming a brand new band called Demonic and Bach with the legendary Sebastian Bach. How about it?
Yeah, did you happen to notice what day the calendar said, Bob, when you read that?
Well, it says April 1st at 8:20 a.m.
Well, then it's got to be real. It's got to be legit. It was on the internet, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. And he's going to put a new record out called Shoot This.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be released in July on his lovely wife Sharon's birthday.
Okay, caller.
Chip, that was a great April Fool's joke, by the way. Caught me by for a moment until I saw the picture of the two of them together, and I thought, that ain't happening.
That ain't happening ever. The only time you'll see those two together in a room is probably a courtroom. Come on.
That was fun stuff right there. And then on top of that, the second most shocking announcement of the day was the fact that Doug Carnahan was hanging up the vocal cords and stepping away from After the Fall.
Yeah. I started reading that. I don't think I got past the first sentence before I'm like, oh, wait, yeah. I happen to know what day it is.
Because he was not only stepping away from After the Fall, but from the record, from the music business altogether. So
he's reevaluating his life, right? Yeah. Something like that. I don't know.
Some fun stuff right there. So, and, of course, you may have tuned in later that night then and heard the brand new Saturday night show at 10 o'clock called Soft Rock Fabric.
It's quite a format change there, Bob.
So, yes, it was a fun day. You have to watch your back on days like that for people like us. So, but anyway, it was that was good calls, guys. So we wanted to give you a shout-out on that. But we're just going to set the story straight right now and let everybody know out there, everything's fine.
Everything's normal.
Everything's form.
Yeah, back to our regular programming.
That's right. And let's go to one of the songs that is on my list right now, and we'll be talking grassies before you know it, and I don't know how many arm wrestlings we're going to have to do on this, because this song crushes.
Yeah, we just got some brand new scale here a few weeks ago, and we featured the title track off of that, and I think we're going to feature more stuff from that coming up, but still, this song, I just love it. The title track, Everything's Fine, and I say we spin that a little bit of scale.
All right, and since it isn't true that Doug is not leaving after the fall, let's play a little For Me from After the Fall, ATF, here tonight on The Grassroots Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you, folks, for supporting local music. Please get out and do it. Don't forget, Rock Done Right Tour, next stop, Saturday, May 6th, Band Geeks for Autism Speaks at the White Star in Freeport.
It's taking away all I left behind. And I'll be here we'll be right back.
broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Looking for a nice, low miles, one owner, late model used car you can trust? Before you buy, try Honda North. We've got the car you want at a price you'll like. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's great.
The Rock Station.
Heavy blood, so it's showing the matter out.
I don't know.